Hello, hello, and welcome to the Endurance Glow. My name is Benitria. I am so super excited, y'all. I'm so excited to be spreading the word of God. Like, seriously, I love to talk about God. I love to talk about his word. It like literally brings me peace. And there's so much information that I wish I would have known that I didn't know. So again, y'all, welcome. My name is Benitria. All glory and honor belongs to God himself. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm gonna go ahead and get into the video. Excuse me, the podcast. So anyways, today I'm talking about fear. And I just want to start off with the scripture. 2 Timothy, I believe, is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So it lets us know that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. So first of all, off gate, we know that fear is a spirit. And fear can be debilitating. Like, I just want to try to explain the best way I can how fear works. So if you're fearful of something, fear is the gateway. You know how they say like marijuana is the gateway drug? Well, fear is the gateway to the things worser than fear. You know, like, let me make it make sense. If a person is fearful of, because other people in their family have had this certain disease, so now they're getting older around the age where other people in their family have been diagnosed with this disease. All of a sudden, it's on their mind. It's on their mind. Now you've opened the door to fear. And because you've opened that door to fear and you're fearful that you might get this thing, you've opened the door to infirmity. Fear has opened the door to infirmity. So this is how it works. Because you were so fearful, that disease was not there. The disease, you didn't have the disease. But because you were fearful of that disease, you opened yourself up. So now you're open because you have the spirit of fear. And now the spirit of fear has opened its door to bring in that spirit of infirmity, to bring in that sickness that you were scared from the first place that you were going to have. So now when a person is diagnosed with this, it's, oh, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. No, you didn't know it, but you let fear come to make you believe that it would happen. And that's what happened. You have to understand that fear is false evidence appearing real, while faith is the evidence of things unseen. Okay? We can't see faith. You know, it's like the wind. You can't see the wind, you can't see the faith. I mean, you know, but you can see fear because it's right here in your face. And for some reason, it's just looking real, real. Matter of fact, it don't even got, it's right here in your head, okay? And it's just sounding very real, but it ain't the truth. That's why the Bible, that's why the Bible lets us know. Like, God lets us know it's impossible to please him without faith. But anyways, though, even when you're reading the Bible and you go through the book of Job, Job was a blessed man. Okay. And the Bible lets us know, you know, after all, after Job lost everything, his children and all, Job says, the thing that he greatly feared has come upon him. And Job was so scared and fearful because he said that he greatly feared. So he greatly feared that something would happen to his children, and something did happen to his children. So you have to understand, don't get me wrong, Job was a good man. And God was very pleased with Job because Job was so blessed. But it was to the point where Job even put up sacrifice for his children. He was like, God, if my children decide to make a mistake, let me put this sacrifice up here for them. Let me do this for them. So he's fearful that he might lose his children. He's fearful that they might make a mistake against God. So he's sacrificing things for them. He ended up losing them, the greatest thing that he feared. So, point being is that you have to be able to deal with the fear if you want to be able to walk in your calling of God. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when you accept God as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you best believe that fear is coming to visit you. That is the very first thing that is going to try to attack you. Because see, I'm going to put it like this. When you entered into that kingdom of heaven, you automatically gain protection. But fear is going to try to make you think that you don't have that protection. I mean, fear is just crazy. I remember when I first got saved and I was dealing with fear, all of a sudden this fear came on me. Yes, this was right shortly after maybe a year or so after my brother died. So I was a little nervous, but after I got saved, I was so scared, so fearful, like about, losing another family member. So worried, like that was on my mind all the time. Even though I'm fasting and praying, that was bothering me. And I remember it was on Halloween of 2022. My brother's baby girl, she had a little Halloween party. She was only like 3 or 4 at this time, and her mom invited us to the Halloween party. But I was like, no, I think I'm gonna just stay home and pray. And me, because I'm so worried, I was like, no, Ma, I want you to stay at the house. I'm just so fearful. And my mom was like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm gonna just go to the party because that's my grandbaby, and I'm gonna be back at the house. And I'm just like, okay, but I didn't want her to go because I was so nervous. The devil always had me thinking that something was going to happen. Nothing happened. God is good. But anyways, I remember that night I was praying to God, and I was just telling God, like, God, you have to protect me and my family. Like, you have to, please protect us from this danger, protect us from all this stuff, just scared, just fearful, right? And God stopped me in my tracks, and he told me, he said, I cannot protect you if you don't believe that I can. Okay? Now, again, like I said, the Bible said it's impossible to please God without faith. God operates based on your faith. God doesn't operate based on his faith. He operates based on your faith. So when he told me, I cannot protect you if you don't believe that I can, it changed something right then and there. And he let me, like I have to get that out because he told me a lot of stuff that night, and I ended up writing it down. But he really spoke to me. And that night, that's why I remember that it was October 31st, 2022, because that changed my life, and I no longer dealt with fear. Now, don't get me wrong, it may have tried to creep in once or twice, but I've never dealt with fear to that extent. He had to let me know that I can only operate based on your faith. Nothing more, nothing less. This is what it is. That's why that scripture says that God is willing to do exceedingly and abundantly according to the power that works within you. So when you're dealing with the spirit of fear, you have to understand that it ain't gonna happen. Whatever the devil is trying to put in your head, you bring it up with a scripture. If he's trying to say you're gonna be sick with something, that's not what the word says. The word says that my God will protect me from every deadly disease. If the devil trying to tell you that you're gonna die, that's not what the word says. The word lets me know that I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Okay? I mean, you have to throw it back at the devil. You know how many things the devil told me after that? I ain't let it ride. I ain't let it ride. I ain't let it slide. I shut it down. I bring every thought under the submission of Christ. And that's what you have to do when you're dealing with the spirit of fear, because it's going to try. And you have to be able to overcome. You have to be able to overcome the spirit of fear, because trust and believe is coming to visit you when you first get saved. Shut it down at the very beginning. And I mean, it's going to make it seem like it's so real. Whatever it's putting in your head is going to make you feel as though it is happening. It is real. This is what it is. This is what it's going to be. But no. And understand that it is a test as well by God, because the scripture lets us know that the scripture lets us know that what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for good. So while the devil is trying to destroy you with this situation, God is trying to make you out of this situation. The Bible lets us know that God will allow adversity to come into your life. So as trouble coming into your life, the things that the enemy is trying to plant at you, the devil tried to do this to you. The devil tried to do that to you. He thought that it was going to kill you. He thought that it was going to destroy you. But God knew all along that this was going to make you. He knew that this was going to get you to your next step in life. So, with all that being said, we're going to stomp on the devil's head. We're not going to deal with fear, because remember, we're dealing with power. Okay? So, when the Bible says God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, meaning we have the power to shut down whatever the enemy is trying to place or do, okay? We shutting it down. We shutting it down. Then it also says with love, because we know that love heals all. Love is greater than everything. Literally, love conquers all. Love heals all, okay? And a sound mind. We have a sound mind in life, okay? We're not letting the devil make us go crazy. We have self-discipline, okay? We understand that we are God's kids, and with that comes a whole benefit package, okay? Like when you join, when you start that new job and you get your benefits package, understand that you are automatically gifted with this benefit package, okay? When you decide to be saved, you have automatic protection no matter what it looked like. I bought this Bible. Well, it's not a Bible, but it's a book with scriptures. And it was like $2 on Amazon, and it's called The Promises of God. So it's nothing. The Bible is filled with nothing but promises, because God promises are yes and amen. Okay. So understand, if God said it, then you need to believe it so that it can come to pass. God is a good God. Okay. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Endurance Glow. I'm excited about this thing. I am about to add video, but I just found that this is easier, you know, to just start recording and then, but on the weekends though, I am going to add video. I just have to kind of get it set up. I do want to wait until my equipment come in for my podcast, because I'm taking this thing seriously, because I don't know. I just feel as though this podcast can be very successful. I feel as though it can reach a lot of people is what I mean. Because I'm just excited. I'm so excited. And I know that faith without works is dead. And I know that God is going to just work through this podcast. You know, this is God's podcast, and we're letting God do what he do. So thank y'all again for tuning in. And y'all have a blessed day, blessed night, blessed evening, blessed weekend. Y'all be blessed, and don't be stressed. All right.